CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Florida workers marching to protest a new state law banning local governments from requiring heat and water breaks for outdoor workers. Governor Ron DeSantis signed it into law. Policy Director for workers' rights organization We Count, Esteban Wood.
For counties and cities to basically be handcuffed and be unable to implement basic protections is incredibly cruel, and it's incredibly dangerous.
Over 90 arrests as the LAPD as pro-Palestinian protesters scuffled with pro-Israeli protesters at UCLA. Hamas says it's reviewing a response from Israel to a ceasefire offer the militant group made. Several deaths and injuries after over 100 tornadoes in the heartland this weekend. A car full of passengers driving into Sulphur, Oklahoma.
Right here.
Bumped into a tornado in front of them.
Stop.
Yeah, tornado.
This is ABC News. Who's got jobs, who doesn't, and what kind of employment's hot all come out this week, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
Starting with ADP's hiring survey on Wednesday, the payroll processor only measures it at private companies, but economists say it could be a good indicator of what to expect from the government later in the week. On Thursday, we get the latest jobless claims report, and then on Friday, the Labor Department will release its April employment numbers.
Walmart joins companies now removing college degree requirements from some corporate jobs that pay six-figure salaries. Company chief says Walmart's offering job training for truck drivers, robot techs, or pharmacy techs. Colby Dell, who's 20, ditched college in favor of automotive repair school.
Being able to find this trade where I can go work with my hands all day, which is how I learn best, it's incredible.
More high school students turning to trade schools because of rising college costs. After 16 seasons, three-time WNBA champion and two-time Olympic gold medalist, Candace Parker says she's done, retiring at 38. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy. On Sundays at 10 p.m., we get heavy. No excuses. I'm Emshel, and I'll be playing all original punk, hard rock, and metal music from Wisconsin. We just heard a double dip from Now It's Dark with their songs Toxic Infatuation and Stability. You know, we had them on the show a couple weeks back. Go check out MaxIncRadio.com or the Civic Media app for more Max Inc. Radio podcasts. We still have a great lineup of local music ahead, plus King Cobra will be chatting up Jimmy K a little later on. Up next is Buster Daisy with Parasite.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Emshel, your host for Heavy. Thank you for letting me fill your speakers with the best in hard rock, punk, and metal music from Wisconsin. Only on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Download the app and get your Heavy fix whenever you need it. We just heard All Meridian's song, It Commands. Check out their music on Bandcamp, and the official music video for that song is up on YouTube. Now back to more music. Coming right up is Rattle Trap's song, Three Steps Back, and after that, Iron Plow with Whiskey Days.
Got you. got you on my mind now, baby. Don't wanna let you down. Come on, let's do it again now, maybe. I'll let you wear my crown.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Do you remember how we used to be? I'd do a lot for you and you would do so much for me. And if I'm talking honestly, that was the best time I ever had. Do you remember feeling like we'd been, like we would never ever feel like a has-been? We'd never take it on the chin. Emotional Olympia. Don't say it's all. Across the way I feel. Sometimes I want this life to be a hit. Sometimes I want this work to be a fast edit, so I can skip the worst of it, get to the part that's really real. Don't say it's over. Don't say it's over.
Listen up, this is it. Everything is led up to this moment. All the work, all the sacrifice, all the focus. It's about to pay off if you just keep your head in the game. It's like we always said, it's not an if, it's a when. Well, that when is right now. So let's go!
That was Sports Montage by Something to Do. They've got a show up in Appleton on May 10th, Scappleton, with a sick lineup of ska and punk bands, including Mescales. Hey y'all, I'm Emshel. How's everybody doing tonight? You know, we couldn't make Maxink happen without wonderful sponsors like Lazy Elf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, or online at lazyoflounge.com. Also, Herbal Aspect. Now, three locations in Madison at Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road. Or you can buy online at herbalaspect.com. Stick around, everybody. We've got King Cobra coming up next on Max Inkevi on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I'm your host, M. Shell. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. King Cobra, original hard rock out of Wisconsin. Jimmy K is stepping in to chat with them shortly. First, let's hear some King Cobra. This is Wrecking Ball.
I Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Wrecking Ball from King Cobra out of Madison, Wisconsin. They're playing Taz Bash 3.0 on Saturday, May the 4th at the Red Rooster here in Madison. We'll talk about that show in just a couple of minutes, but right now Dave Stafford is on the phone with me from King Cobra. Dave, good evening. Welcome to Maxine Kevy.
Hey, Jimmy, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time this evening to talk with us. We were just listening to the song Wrecking Ball. Tell me about that song, Dave.
Yeah, Wrecking Ball. Well, that's a newer song. And it just kind of developed from one night getting ready for us to have band practice. And most of us like engines and fast things and talking cars and just kind of just got a chug going. And then it's like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And it just kind of poof happened. And then,
what's the story inside the song?
Well, I think the story of on Wrecking Ball is kind of, just how, you know, life can take different turns and you go through different things. And depending on, you know, you kind of become this destructive person, you know, and, trying to keep things straight. But, it seems like everything you do kind of can become a wrecking ball.
We can all relate to that for sure. You know, Dave, obviously, you know, what do you do with the band?
I mainly write the riffs and I play lead guitar and rhythm, and the vocals are Dan takes care of. Basically, I don't write lyrics. He's really good at that. Mm-hmm.
So you write the licks, he does the lyrics. Who else is in the band? What do they do?
So it's Dan Woodruff on vocals, and he's fantastic. And we have Clint Smith on bass, who is another very well-known veteran and just great human being, great bass player. And Robert Corbett, and he's well-known in the Madison scene for years and years as our drummer. There's only four of us.
And four of you, that's all you need in King Cobra. You know, you mentioned it yourself, veterans, and that's what the musicians in King Cobra are, veterans of the music scene. What are some of the bands that some people might recognize that the members of King Cobra have played in the past?
Sure. I think Rob was his big band was it called Jägermeister, I believe.
Yes.
More of a blues band. And I know Clint's currently also still in another band called Halfway Human, which is a progressive kind of death metal band. But he's been in a lot of other projects. I can't remember some of the names. And Dan Woodruff, our vocalist, he, back in the early 2000s, he was the Malice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And they played the first band camp. And then him and I hooked up in mid-2000s and formed Seven Signs, a death metal band. And then I haven't played with them in well over a decade. And then myself, I was in Seven Signs, Nightmare's End, and just other like cover rock bands around the area and stuff. But Seven Signs would have been my big one for the mid-2000s.
And that's where I met you and Dan, was in Seven Signs. That was some good music you guys put out there. That's great.
Thank you.
Along with music scene veterans, you're also a veteran of the Bastard Den when we did the show in the basement of my house.
Yep. I was just telling Rob that we practiced Monday night. I was like, yeah, I actually went in there before at the Bastard Den.
Yeah. You know? Good times.
That
the dog.
Good time.
I forget. Did Mott's, my little white dog, bite you on your visit?
I can't remember. Did somebody get bit? I don't remember if it was me or not. I can't remember.
It was the specific instructions. Don't pick up the dog. And, you know, somebody always tried to pick up the dog and Mott's got a little cranky about it. It was fun.
Probably Zach.
Probably Zach.
Zach's probably picked
we'll blame up. Zach. Perfect. He's a drummer, you know?
Yep.
Dave Stafford's on the phone with us right now from King Cobra. What's the story behind King Cobra? How did you all get together to create this band that you're doing right now?
Yeah, great question. It was I was thinking about that question a little bit, and I'm like, well, I think it's like fate, because Rob Corbett, he moved out from the city of Madison out to a rural area, bought this farm, and he has two daughters, and I have two daughters the same age, and they became friends. They went to school together, and my daughter's like, hey, Dad, can you bring the four-wheeler out? And I want to ride four-wheelers with Olive. That's his daughter. I'm like, sure, I take it out there. He comes out properly and introduces, you know, and we're shooting the breeze and it's going good. And he likes all the old cars and hubcaps. He takes me up to this big barn and he's showing me all his old, awesome cars. And I see some PA speakers and a custom half stack cab and all this music gear. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh, you know, I have tons of speakers and stuff. And I was like, my brain was spinning. I'm like, because, you know, Jimmy, you probably have met people before that sometimes they'll buy a guitar amp or a PA speaker. They don't realize it's a PA speaker or amp. They just think it's like a speaker. They're gonna
just looks cool.
Stereo. Yeah. So I was like, hey, Rob, do you realize that's either a guitar half stack or a bass amp? He's like, yeah. I know. I'm a musician. I played all my life, played drums. I'm like, really? I played guitar most of my life. He's like, yeah, I want to start a rock band. And I said, hey, man. Because I wasn't in a band a long time, you know, raising kids. And I'm like, if you want to play rock, I'm your guy, man. And we got together and we just started jamming for a few hours, Rob and I. And it was just all of a sudden, like, writing music. And I was thinking, like, man, if there's a vocalist out there I want to work with, I need to call Dan up and see what he's doing, Dan Woodruff. And brought Dan in, and Dan was loving it. And he's like, hey, I got a guy, Clint. And it'd be awesome in this band. It's called Clint. Clint came down and just took off from there. And that's just like that.
It's amazing how that kind of story just kind of comes together where, you know, you just happen to go over to dude's house, see all this stuff, and boom, you guys you're cooking with a great band right now. We're going to be able to see you at Taz Bash 3.0. We'll talk about that in just a second. What's on the horizon though for King Cobra? We only got a couple minutes left here, Dave. So are you guys working on some new material? Do you have an anticipated release date for new King Cobra?
Yes. And no, we took the winter off from playing and we worked on a bunch of new songs. We brought in the set list because we play up to 3-hour shows. Our plan right now is get past Taz Bash and then try to get caught up, get all our originals that we want for like a full and get good, really good recordings and get it all caught up. And so we have more than just a little demo. You know, we want quite a few songs on there. As we're pretty proud of them. We got some good material that's coming out. We're going to be playing a lot of new songs this May 4th at Taz Bash.
So, nice. You know, 15 songs or something like that, you were saying. That's a double LP right there, my friend.
it's getting up there. Now it's kind of like just trying not to nitpick them apart too much. Just be like, okay, they're done. We're going to keep it that way. We're going to record it that way. So, I mean, you can spend a lifetime changing and manipulating and improving things, that's fine, but you go down that rabbit hole too far, you spend so much time on it. I think we have some really good, well, I know, in my opinion, we have some really good songs, and we also can play a lot of covers too, so we just have a really good time. Everybody's real pro. Nobody has an ego. We get along so good, and the rest of the community, working with Trevor Reed and you and the promoting and the Taz Bash, we're just thrilled.
It's definitely going to be a great show, Dave, at the Red Rooster. Taz Bash 3.0 is happening Saturday, May the 4th, be with you at the Red Rooster. It's a sick lineup too, man. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Iron Plow, Plant, they have new music, by the way, Fiberweed has new music, and Nostalgia. It's going to be a great time. All proceeds, by the way, for this show benefits Music Makes a Difference in honor of Shannon Reed. Shout out to Chuck, Trevor Reed, for booking this show. You can get more information about Music Makes a Difference at musicmakesadifference-madison.com. Where can people find you, King Cobra, online?
Yeah, and we need to get on social media more, but right now you can go on Facebook and find us. I guess I don't really have, it's just facebook.com/KingCobra.
Yep.
454/, I think that'll get you there. Always just look for a logo. It's the big cobra, and should find us. But we definitely, we're working on that too, to get more social media links and stuff out there. But you can look me up, Rob up, and probably find links to King Cobra if you're having trouble with that. And we have a lot of videos on our page and a lot of music, a lot of it's just cell phone recording. Other stuff is all kinds of stuff on there. So
that's awesome. Hey, Dave, thanks for taking the time tonight. We really appreciate chatting with you. Congratulations on your success. And can't wait to see a Taz Bash 3.0.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Hey, anytime. Before.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Before we go, tell us about the song we're about to play, My Beauty Queen from King Cobra.
Okay, yeah, My Beauty Queen. And again, I didn't write the lyrics, but I think the lyrics are pretty tasty. I don't know all of them, but it's basically about, you know, you got your queen, which in my mind is kind of like, you know, your significant other or whatever, and I'm just kind of the drunken king, so to speak, is that scenario, or the husband or whatever you see on TV, they're you know, kind of drunk and are going through whatever issues, and it's just one of those kind of deals. But you know, I listen to a lot of Black Label Society and stuff too, and I heard some you know, some riffs through Black Label Society. I'm like, that's cool, and that just kind of inspired me, and I started kind of again throwing, just playing, and it just, everybody just jumped on it, and it just, it happened really fast. But it's definitely one of them that we'll probably re-record that too, to have a better quality recording.
Sure.
But yeah, I love that song.
Well, that's jamming right out. Thanks again, Dave. We really appreciate you. This is King Cobra and My Beauty Queen. It's Max A. Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just to see what and oh, I know that something's not.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.